next patient is Betty Dancy, BETTYDANCY. She was born 1251. Yesterday was 10/13. This is a 72-year-old divorced woman from Giddings, G-I-D-D-I-N-G-S, Texas. She's has four children. She used to be a daycare worker. She has a history. She's currently in hospice with history of heart failure. Period. She does smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. Allergen and medication. See list. Family history. Mom died of cancer. Dad died of a coal mining accident. Hospitalization recently, less than a year ago, with myocardial infarction, stroke, and congestive heart failure. Surgical history, knee replacement, hiatal hernia surgery, gallbladder surgery. Review of system, shortness of breath, increased edema. Positive P&D, positive orthopnea, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, positive weight loss. Positive symptoms of core pulmonary, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Other medical issues include hypertension, weakness, orthopnea, PND, generalized anxiety disorder, major depression. Patient's vitals are as follows: 160 over 88, pulses 82, respiration is 18, a febrile heart, positive, one positive, two lungs, bronchi and rals. Abdomen is soft, cannot rule out ascites. Obese, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Assessment number one, here we have, just put assessment. Here we have a 72-year-old woman with end-stage congestive heart failure, currently on hospice. Patient lives in a group home. The caretaker tells me that she's become much more short of breath with activity. She's now bedbound mostly. She has a hard time getting out of bed, even to the chair. She does use oxygen when she wants to, but she insists on being wheeled to the outside so she can smoke. That's one of the reasons she's not using her oxygen on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, she also has orthopnea, P&D. She has a KPA score of 40% and continues to decline as far as her heart failure is concerned. I do not have a current ejection fraction. I've asked for those records to be sent to be sent to me at this time. Thank you. Patient remains hospice appropriate.